Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. Hello again. The section that I feel is very, very, very important, and unfortunately it could be just an English issue, but yet very, very critical. It is section 309.4, where some verbiage is added on installation practices. 309.4, installation practices. Plumbing systems shall be installed in a, the word added was workmanlike manner. Workmanlike was added. I'm going to repeat. Plumbing systems shall be installed in a workmanlike manner that which, the word which was added, is in accordance with this code, comma, applicable standards, comma, and the manufacturer's installation. One would feel that this must be a very, very typical statement. However, the word workmanlike is a very, very critical word, and I will address that shortly. The code also adds several other sentences, which I will read on. All materials shall be new, comma, installed so as not to adversely affect the systems and equipment or the structure of the building, and in compliance with all laws and other provisions of this code, period. All plumbing systems shall be in accordance with construction document approved by AHJ authority having jurisdiction. Let me go back a little bit. Number one, as I always say during the Saturday Night Live in the old times, it didn't matter what you asked, you were getting cheeseburger. It was cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. The issue was the guy, John Belushi, did not, or Jim Belushi, did not speak good English. And it didn't matter what you asked, it was cheeseburger. The question is workmanlike. Workmanlike is defined as the quality of work that would be done by a worker of average skill and intelligence. The question is that if the individual has a skill in carpentry and he simply diverts or immigrates to the plumbing industry, can you call it an average skill? The question of intelligence. The guy, you know, there are many, many components within plumbing industry that you need to use your calculator to verify the slopes, where it's going from point A to B to C and D. And at the end of the day, that has to meet to the point of contact at the city sewer system. If he cannot figure that out, we're going to be in trouble. So the word intelligence has several meanings. There was a time that I got a call from a job on a college junior in downtown. That individual called and says, your drawings are wrong. I said, that is super. That is great. Can I talk to the person who's claiming that? And the person said, no, he doesn't speak English. The question is, if you do not speak the language of the code, does that mean that you could claim a drawing is good or bad? Because all drawings, the manuscript, the specifications are in English. So that does not mean there could be bilingual and that is bad. The question is, at least the language that the code was written must be spoken and understood in a workmanlike manner, an average of skill and intelligence. So I can tell you that this could be used in courts quite a variety of different ways, leftward, backward, et cetera, et cetera. And the question of every installer and every contractor can be questioned with this word, average skill and intelligence. So that is one part. The other part that simply says that it was installed per code, applicable standards, and manufacturer's installation. My goodness, the code has to be well versed by that contractor. The applicable standards, the contractor must understand all those applicable standards, and he has read the entire manufacturer's manuscript in installation and is fully aware of it. Imagine that. So now the next question says, all materials shall be new. He cannot bring some item that he was used from another location. The other item is that installed so it does not adversely affect the system and equipment or a structure of the building. I will give you many, many examples where the garage door of a building was built and they had to notch the second floor beams and notch them out, and the entire integrity of the second floor is now under question. Or you simply put a pipe together through a beam, a wood beam or a metal beam, it does not matter. All of a sudden, the integrity of the structure is done. You add or modify an existing system and you keep adding a plumbing fixture to it, you adversely are going to affect the system. Or you are provided the equipment, some water heater, and yet you are taking X amount, far more than the original water heater's designation or the design. And then it says, and in compliance with the laws and other provisions of this code. This code is not only one plumbing, it's mechanical, electrical, etc. One could interpret it that way. So you have to ensure that you are not in an island and one plumbing fixture is not an island. You have to look at the entire building. I'm going to move on. All plumbing systems shall be in accordance with construction documents. What is a construction documents? The plans that you provided for approval by the AHJ, by your city hall or by the county, that once it is approved, you will not be able to modify it. Any modifications must go through a due process. I do have a job right now that the contractor has modified and he keeps getting denied. What is happening is that they did not follow the drawings. There are processes by AIA and by quite a number of different organizations that simply says you will send some sort of a letter, an explanation, clarification, either during the bid or the construction, called RFI or RFC, request for clarification or request for information. And then once you address those, then you can modify or arrange the change in the construction documents. The contractor cannot change that. And please don't forget from my previous podcast, the word equal. The word equal does not exist. Or it's going to be very, very difficult to prove that A is equal to B, and because of all of these issues. And someone like me can go there and actually bring that argument down. So the issue that was there, apparently it came about from certain products that have different standards, the codes are different, and you have different components that they are competing against each other. And one example was that the PEX piping shall be 18 inches away from a water heater. The irony is that it's in one code but not the other code. This simply says that the contractor in question, again, must know all of it was best said here, the codes, applicable standards, and manufacturer's installation. The engineer will not be putting everything down and shows a lot of items in their diagrammatic form. At the same time, oh boy, if there's an error, you're talking about a major adverse issues. So there is one section that is there that you cannot modify the codes, etc. And if you do, then did you have the average skill? Did you have the average intelligence? Did you study all the codes? Did you study the manuals? Did you? All of that comes about and you will have a major, major, major legal headache. The next items have to deal with Section 4, Chapter 4. The next item is 402.4, wall hung fixtures. Primary items that is being added here is actually adding certain standards to ensure that these items are installed properly. To my experience, wall hung fixtures, all the weight is coming from the wall. Therefore, that particular item is creating a cantilever type beam away from the wall, and all the connections are on the wall. Now, I'm going to read the section, and one line was added. It simply goes like this. 402.4, wall-hung fixtures, period. Wall-hung fixtures shall be rigidly supported by metal supporting members so as no strain is transmitted to the connection. Floor-affixed support for off-the-floor plumbing fixtures for plumbing use shall comply with the ASME A112.6.1M, period. Framing-affixed supports for off-the-floor water closets with concealed tanks shall comply with ASME A112.6.2. Flush tanks and similar appurtenances shall be secured by approved non-corrosive screws or bolts. The section that was added, or the line that was added, was floor affixed support for off-the-floor plumbing fixtures for plumbing use shall comply with ASME section A112.6.1M, period. Framing affixed supports for off-the-floor water closets with concealed tanks shall comply with ASME A112.6.2. That sentence was added. What are the critical points? Number one, you cannot use any bolt. It has to be non-corrosive, etc., because of the ambient condition, possibly corrosiveness of that with time. And if you go to the chemical engineering handbook, Chilton's book, you will find out at some point that there is a life expectancy of oxidation on any metal. And once that screw or the bolt goes, that weight or that cantilever will actually simply fall. It will fall. The other item is that you cannot put any strain on the fixture. The fixture's point of connections to the wall is supposed to carry all the load. Therefore, the fixture cannot be carrying the pressure. Mostly they are from China. The China or the elements can be fractured. At the same time, even if it is metal elements, they can bend. Of course, for the concealed tanks, etc., there is a different section of the code. And to my understanding, 300 to 350 pounds person sitting on a water closet can give you that weight factor. And if that is about 17 inches high, 17 inches away from the wall, you have a 17 inch times 300. That will be the torque or the moment that you're creating on the wall. You also want to ensure that the wall is at least 2x6, if not 2x8 or greater, because the connections are very, very hefty and they do need spacing. Now, if you are using a 3-inch connection, you would be okay in the 2x4 wall, but by the time you have all the elements, couplings, etc., it will occupy a very, very good distance within the wall. So what my suggestion would be, 2x6 is absolute minimum. 2x8 or greater will be the best option. So really, in this particular case, they are just simply trying to make sure that all these connections are properly supported and connected. And the plan examiners and inspectors shall verify that all of these meet the listing and the support mechanisms for that. Now, generally, a plumber may not be in a position to do and analyze the wall, capacity of the wall. So you may ask the contractor or the structural engineer of the record to be able to assist in that endeavor. At the same time, if he's using a light metal gauge, you're going to be in trouble, because right now some of the metal gauges on the walls are very, very thin. They're at 25 gauge. There is no way this will work. So you really want to make sure that structural component has been taken care of.